Okay, welcome to day 7 today. If you're listening today, or if you choose to listen to today, we will have accomplished 1 week into this consecration. So thank you for following along. But before we get any further, you know what I'm going to do. Let's open in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good and loving Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of our days, our gifts, and our talents that you have given to all of us. Thank you for this time together as we reflect and learn about our spiritual father, Saint Joseph. We also pray to please pray for us, O most holy Mother of God, that we could be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Why do I bring our Blessed Mother into this? Right out of the gates, I'm glad you asked, because today we will be learning about Holy Mary and during our day 7 reflection here. So let's get started. Day 7, Holy Mary, pray for us. All Christians belong to Saint Joseph because Jesus and Mary belong to him. Saint Leonard of Port Maurice. You belong to Jesus. He wants you to grow in virtue and holiness, that is, in true love of God and neighbor. To make this happen, you must imitate Jesus. In particular, the best way to imitate his total entrustment to Mary and Saint Joseph. Jesus is not offended when people entrust themselves to Mary and Joseph. How could he be? He is the first one to have entrusted himself to them. He, more than anyone else, wants you to love Mary and Saint Joseph. He wants you to love them and resemble them. What brother would be offended if his younger siblings expressed reverence toward their mother and father? What man would be upset if another person wrote a song about his mother or placed roses at her feet? Likewise, what son would be disturbed if someone praised the virtues of his father? A person who honored a father would not receive condemnation from the father's son. On the contrary, such a person would receive praise and tremendous favors from the Son. Well, this is exactly what Jesus stands ready to do for those who honor Mary and Joseph. Jesus will give them everything. Jesus stands ready to give you everything. Now, if a son is willing to give gifts to the person who honors his mother and father, what kind of gifts would a husband give to the person who honors his wife? All we have to do is look to Saint Joseph to find out. Saint Joseph will empty the treasure of heaven for those who honor Mary, his wife. Saint Joseph will greatly bless those who love and honor Mary. The Virgin Mary is Saint Joseph's wife, his queen, and the delight of his heart. She was the only woman who could ever satisfy his chaste heart. As Adam was not fulfilled until he rested in a creature similar to himself, Eve, Joseph only found rest when he found Mary. When he took Mary's hand in marriage, he consecrated himself to her and made a promise to treasure her femininity, especially her blessed virginity. He was her beloved provider, protector, and servant. Saint Joseph earnestly desires for her to be honored and loved by everyone. Saint Joseph will increase your love for the Virgin Mary. Saint Joseph is so in love with Mary that he wants everyone to acknowledge her beauty. What husband would not want this for his wife? Doesn't every husband desire for his wife to be loved and honored by others? What husband would not do everything in his power to increase the reverence shown to his bride? If you allow Saint Joseph to increase your love for his queen, he will empty the treasures of heaven for you. He has access to all the treasures of heaven. Consecration to Saint Joseph will make you a knight of the Holy Queen. Saint Joseph knows that Mary is worth living for, fighting for, and dying for. She is the queen of the kingdom of heaven. To fight for her is to fight for the king. Saint Joseph, the most valiant of knights, knows that the surest, easiest, and fastest way to the king is through the queen. His mission is to reveal this truth to souls. For her part, Mary has full confidence in the chivalrous love of Saint Joseph, her knight. She completely trusts him. Saint Joseph will teach you how to be a knight of the Holy Queen as well, making you capable of conquering hearts for the kingdom of heaven. As a servant of Mary, a servant of Mary will have a tender devotion to Saint Joseph, and by his pious homage of respect and love, will endeavor to merit the protection of this great saint. Blessed William Joseph Chaminade. O my dear Father Saint Joseph, I want to love you with the love that Mary has for you. Blessed Bartolo Longo. The Consecrated Knight. Saint Joseph sweetly and continuously stimulates us to love, serve, and imitate the Queen of his heart, the Immaculate Mother of Jesus. Blessed Gabriel Allegra. Saint Joseph is the most Marian of all saints. His love for Mary is greater than that of Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, Saint Louis de Montfort, Saint Alphonsus Liguori, Saint Maximilian Kolbe, and Saint John Paul II combined. There has never been a greater Marian saint than Saint Joseph, and there never will be. Saint Joseph is the model for total consecration to Mary. Long before Calvary, when Jesus commanded all of his disciples to take Mary into their hearts and homes, see John chapter 19, verses 26 through 27, Saint Joseph had already taken Mary into his heart and into his home. She is his heart. She is his home. Everything he did was done for Jesus and Mary. He lived and died for Jesus and Mary. Like Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary into your home. Pope Benedict XVI. Saint Joseph is the first human person to have been totally consecrated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. If you were to ask Our Lady, who is the one person in all of Christianity who has loved her most, been the most devoted to her, and served her most faithfully, she would undoubtedly point to Saint Joseph. He is the prototype, blueprint, and model for how to live a life of total consecration to Mary. The various forms of Marian consecration promoted by saints through the centuries, for example, those of St. Louis de Montfort, Blessed William Joseph Chaminade, St. Maximilian Kolbe, the Servant of God, Joseph Kentenich, and others, all find their fulfillment and perfection in the person of St. Joseph. St. Louis de Montfort's program of Marian consecration teaches people to be slaves of Jesus and Mary. Blessed William Joseph Chaminade teaches people to act as the heel of Mary, crushing the head of Satan. The servant of God, Joseph Kentenich, instructs people to become an apparition of Mary. And St. Maximilian Kolbe, Kolbe's method of Marian consecration, instructs people to be the property of Mary. All of these forms are wonderful ways of describing the one fundamental dimension of all Marian consecration. Be another Joseph for Mary. All of the Marian movements, the Militia Immaculata, Schoenstatt, the Legion of Mary, the former Blue Army, now called the World Apostolate of Fatima, and so many others, have Marian chivalry at their core. To be chivalrous towards Mary is to be on the path of sainthood. A person who is chivalrous is noble, well-mannered, courageous in battle, and a refuge for the weak. Saint Joseph is the most chivalrous of all Christians, and he teaches us that everyone, including women and children, can be spiritual knights of the Queen of Heaven. He is, in fact, the first consecrated knight of the Holy Queen. For centuries, Christians have referred to the Virgin Mary as Our Lady. It's a term that acknowledges the great love, respect, honor, and reverence that is owed to Mary. It is a term that bespeaks chivalry. It should come as no surprise, then, that Saint Joseph is the first man to speak of Mary as his lady. Mary is Saint Joseph's woman. Before her feminine wonder and beauty, he bows in loving reverence. His mission is to have all hearts bow before her in love. For this reason, Saint Joseph is the greatest knight of Our Lady. During the Middle Ages, there were many stories and legends of knights traveling far and wide on heroic quests in search of the Holy Grail, the chalice that held the blood of Jesus at the Last Supper. During the age of chivalry, no one but the priest drank the blood of Jesus from the chalice at Mass. For this reason, as well as many others, the stories tell us that knights set out on quests in search of the lost Holy Grail, believing that if they drank from the chalice, they would be given eternal life. Their heroic quests were noble and well-intentioned, but unnecessary. All Catholics in a state of grace who receive the body of Christ at Mass are assured everlasting life, even if they don't drink from the chalice. They must, however, remain in a state of grace, observe the Ten Commandments, and obey the teachings of the Church. The storied quests of the medieval knights were unnecessary for another reason as well. All they had to do in order to find the true chalice of our Lord's precious blood was to look to Saint Joseph, the first and greatest knight of Our Lady. He knows where to find the living chalice containing the life-giving blood of Jesus Christ. The Holy Grail that Saint Joseph possesses has not been lost. Saint Joseph stands ready to give his chalice to all his spiritual children. What Saint Joseph teaches his children is that the Virgin Mary is the Holy Grail. She is what every Christian knight seeks. Unlike the chalice used at the Last Supper, this vessel has not been lost. Mary, the Holy Grail, is easily found. Those who find her find Jesus, because those who find her find Catholicism and its greatest treasure, Jesus in the Holy Communion. Mary desires to lead all souls to Mass, where they can receive the Lamb of God and attain eternal life. All who imitate Saint Joseph will discover Mary and the saving mystery of Holy Mass. Mary, my mother, Joseph, my father, give me your eyes to complete Jesus. Give me your hearts and spirits to understand him and to be impassioned for him. The Venerable Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan. From heaven, Saint Joseph continues his quest to lead all souls to Jesus through Mary. From heaven, he looks for souls who are willing to be knights of the Holy Queen. He desires to raise up loving defenders and heroic champions of Jesus, Mary, and the Catholic faith. He wants men, women, children, priests, and nuns who will serve Mary and lead others to the kingdom of heaven. Valiant souls are needed today. Joseph-like souls who zealously strive to lead others to the formation of everlasting life. To Jesus through Mary and Saint Joseph. He, Saint Joseph, always favors with especial protection those souls who are enrolled beneath the standard of Mary. Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi. When the Holy Virgin and Saint Joseph intercede together, it is very powerful. Saint Andre Bessette. Grant that according to your example, Saint Joseph, we may keep our eyes fixed on our Mother Mary, your most sweet spouse, the Venerable Pope Pius XII. The Litany of Saint Joseph. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of patriarchs, pray for us. Spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. Joseph, most just, pray for us. Joseph, most chaste, pray for us. Joseph, most prudent, pray for us. Joseph, most courageous, pray for us. Joseph, most obedient, pray for us. Joseph, most faithful, pray for us. Mirror of patience, pray for us. Lover of poverty, pray for us. Model of workmen, pray for us. Glory of domestic life, pray for us. Guardian of virgins, pray for us. Pillar of families, pray for us. Comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Hope of the sick, pray for us. Patron of the dying, pray for us. Terror of demons, pray for us. Protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. He has made him Lord of his household and Prince over all his possessions. Let us pray. O God, who in your loving providence chose Blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector. You who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Okay. You know, if Mary's involved, I gotta shed my insight here on things. And this is a great day. This is an excellent, excellent reflection today that I absolutely wanted to spend a little bit of time going over here. I'll start with this. Saint Joseph is that model of a husband that I think all of us strive for and would love to just be a fraction of the model of Saint Joseph here. He had such tremendous love for not just Our Lady, but for Jesus as well. He was the first person to be fully consecrated to the Blessed Mother here. So, and it's something I found very special that although we refer to Mary as Our Lady, Mary was Saint Joseph's lady. And to put that in perspective, it really is, is that special. And something else I wanted to make mention of here too, as we reviewed today, what really kind of spoke to me today was the reference of Saint Joseph being the consecrated knight. And as we go throughout history, there are many saints that have greatly looked to Mary for her incredible intercession for us, and I know that Saint Louis de Montfort and Saint Maximilian Kolbe, Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, these are some of the Saint Alphonsus Liguori, Saint John Paul II was a huge Marian priest, Marian Pope, I should say, and Marian saint, really. But all of those people I just mentioned, none of them were a greater Marian saint than Saint Joseph, and that's what really stood out to me here. And you might ask yourself, what does it mean to be a knight of Our Lady? What does it mean that Saint Joseph was the greatest of all the knights of Our Lady? As we move towards that tail end of the consecrated knight section here that we read, there's a great background on back in the Middle Ages and the stories and the legends of the knights traveling far and wide on these heroic quests. From heaven, Saint Joseph is on his quest. And this is no small feat by any means. He's on a very very big quest here to lead all souls to Jesus through Mary. And this is where it's written, from heaven he looks for souls who are willing to be knights of the Holy Queen. And he greatly desires to raise up loving defenders and heroic champions of Jesus, Mary, and the Catholic faith. So you had these knights that traveled long and far and wide on their quest for what was, deemed to be unnecessary here, in these readings. These are the necessary quests that that we should be striving for, and to be a Saint Joseph on a quest to lead others that we know to Jesus through Mary. And I know that we're on the consecration to Saint Joseph, but if you've not pursued or looked into a consecration to our Blessed Mother, I highly, highly, and I'll put the emphasis on highly, advocate for that. So, but as we kind of conclude here, like I said, this is something that we all should strive towards, being a true knight of Our Lady. So in closing, again, since we are spending today just discussing Our Lady, I did want to close with the Canticle of Mary. So, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Amen. Thank you for following along with me today. Day 7. This was a strong one. I really enjoyed this one. I hope you did too. And I look forward to picking up on day 8 tomorrow, which is, if I flip back to my page, tomorrow will be St. Joseph. How surprising. How about that? So have a great day. Thanks again for praying along with me. And I look forward to continuing this journey with you tomorrow. Take care.